Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
What happens next with the Louisville Improvisers?
All right. Well, I mean, thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's a little warm, but you know what? I mean, we're professionals.
You ought to dust that thing off more often.
I know. Well, we don't usually get these good of gigs, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you.
But, Chris, you're supposed to wear a cummerbund with that, not the Louisville Improvisers
fanny pack.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. You can't put stuff in a cummerbund. So this functions as both.
It's like what that guy told me when I moved to Los Angeles, and
yeah.
He said, "You can, you know, it's better to have a car because you can drive your apartment. You can drive your car, but you can't." Wait a minute.
Well, it's fucking L.A. Who knows what they're talking about?
No, you can sleep in your car, but you can't drive your apartment.
Now it makes more sense.
Yeah,
because okay. The way you presented it originally. It
was, yeah, that's why I don't tell the jokes in the group.
Thank you.
You don't develop a trademark by occasionally taking that trademark off.
Right. I mean, when I've actually gone out without the fanny pack on.
People have talked.
Well, they ask, where's the fanny pack? But anyway, so guys, well, Brian, well, yours looks good. I mean.
Thank you. I haven't had this on since prom.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, blue is, I mean, I'm wearing black. You got blue and Alex got the pink one.
Yeah. You have a problem with that?
No, well, no, trust me. If anybody could pull it off, it's you.
It's
but.
Breast cancer awareness, my friend.
Oh, is that why we're here?
Yes.
Shit.
God, I thought you got the email.
This is a Susan J. Komen thing?
G. Komen.
G? Whoops. Well, look.
The lady on the dollar?
Yeah, Susan B. Anthony.
Komen.
She had breast cancer.
God, you know, I finally get this gig. It's been it's really important to
no,
me.
No, you set this
don't
up.
Don't fuck it up.
No, you set this up.
Okay?
He's been working on this.
No, dude, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Seriously, let's go in and get a drink.
All right, let's get a well, yeah, let's just get in here.
Pre-game?
A little pre-game? Yeah,
pre-game.
Just to loosen us up a little bit.
You know, I got to. I'm really nervous about
dude,
this
dude, you need
thing.
To relax.
This
it's
round
hard.
Is on me. This round is on me.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't hear you.
This round is on.
I still can't hear you.
This round is on me.
Good. That's
all,
better.
Right. It's all on me.
Okay.
Right?
No, dude. Hey, look, man. We've done stuff in temples before. We need to fucking relax.
Yeah, I know. But we've never done something in a temple where we have all of our recording equipment with us.
Yeah. Well, since the last time. I mean, how did I know? But anyway, Rabbi, how are you?
Hey, let's get a drink. Oh, Rabbi. Stanley, what's up, man? Thanks for having
thanks,
us.
Thanks, Rabbi. Yeah, yeah, we're just going to get a drink. Yeah, no, look, we're ready to go, man. We're ready to go. We got our stuff.
Hey, look who it is behind the bar.
Wait, Sarah?
L'chaim.
Oh.
How's
my
it
God.
Going, boys?
Wow.
It's Sarah
this
Havens.
Is a nice surprise.
Holy shit.
Yeah, welcome.
From,
what'll it be?
Well, first, this is a shock. Wait, so you're a bartender and then... What?
I am.
Now? Well, you're still at Leo, right?
Well, you know, not anymore. Things just kind of change and...
Really?
Yeah.
That seemed kind of sudden. You want to talk about
Chris,
it?
Chris, I put that information on you in your inbox.
Well, right, but I didn't know I was going to run into Sarah like the next day.
Well, all those changes over there at Leo, with now that they have the kids running it.
The
so,
kid?
Yeah, the kids. So.
The kids? It's a bunch of kids now?
Yeah, that's what I heard. So what's up, Sarah? How are you?
Good.
You
I'm just doing some gigs around town. And, yeah. I make you one and I make myself one, and that's how it goes.
that's what happens.
Yeah.
Life changes, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, good. Well, I hope it's good for you anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on to better things and working at Insider Louisville now, so.
Oh, wait. Yeah. We were just down at the new Lou Tower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
So you're up on the 47th floor, too?
I'm in the basement.
Oh, well.
With everybody else.
You're starting out. You need to work your way up.
Yeah, exactly. Man,
Gil built a big building over there,
did.
Didn't he?
Yeah. The pools and the rooftop pool is amazing.
Wow.
We didn't get all the way up there.
No.
Not many people do.
Well, Melissa kept us waiting a little bit. Mm. And she was good.
She was very professional once we were there.
No. Once we had her attention, we had her attention.
Yeah, but getting it.
Yeah. It took a little while, and God, it couldn't be a nicer woman, but I guess it has its limits, which includes seeing the pool. It was,
yeah.
I mean, it was hot.
I wondered why her hair was wet.
Well, I did too.
Green color?
Well, yeah, and the smell of chlorine. I thought maybe that was the Ohio, but...
there's a bathhouse attached to it.
There is?
To the Nulu Tower?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we're talking to the right person now. Yeah, is it really?
So how is it over there?
It's nice. Kind of like, you know, when Microsoft was starting up or, you know, it reminds me of something on the ground level that's just getting ready to be big.
Really?
Yeah.
So the nice collegial air over
there.
Everybody helping each other out. Mm-hmm.
Like open floor, open offices.
Yeah.
So
you're going to be writing about the arts?
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff and then writing about arts and listings and all that kind of stuff.
Well, like, we're available.
Yeah, okay.
We want behind-the-scenes.
You know, hey, I mean, you've got full access.
We've been behind every scene.
Yeah, usually we stay behind the scenes.
Way behind.
Well, no, people want us in the dark.
Yeah.
Right.
We spend a lot of our time there. But anyway, so, you know, if you want to come, I think that we should get her out to the manor, guys.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this, but, well, I mean, we used to send the stuff to Leo when you were still there.
I remember that.
Yeah, so we talked about when we had the manor and the manor's...
The building of the Louisville Improvisers Manor.
Yeah, and...
Nice. We didn't see you at the party, but, you know...
Well, yeah, I was...
Working.
Engaged that night, yeah.
Well, congratulations. Are you still engaged?
No, I was just engaged
in you were busy.
Activities.
Okay.
Okay, we're just going to leave that one where it is. Thank you, Alex.
Well, let me get us drinks.
Yeah. Okay, well, Brian, I mean...
What are you having, Brian?
Shirley
are you going to have the usual?
Anybody?
Yeah, I'll have a dirty Shirley.
Okay.
I'm something with pineapple.
I'd like a pink squirrel, please.
Okay.
In honor of this Susan G. Komen.
Sure.
Chris?
I'm going to have a dirty Shirley Temple.
Okay.
Or a dirty Shirley. And I actually knew a woman named Dirty Shirley, which is kind of weird. In Oakland. Oh, yeah.
I remember her.
You remember her?
Yeah.
She was a...
Dirty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was one of those, she'd just gotten out of jail, and she was living in this Fleabag hotel a friend of mine was living in.
Did she have both of her legs then?
Yeah, I mean, she lost it, she lost the other.
It was a little later then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she threw herself under a bus.
Ooh.
I mean, well, I don't know.
A TARC bus?
In Oakland?
In Oakland.
AC Transit bus. I mean, I don't know if the bus aimed for it or not, but, I mean, that's the story I heard.
This is a terrible story.
I know, and I really, once I got halfway through it, I realized you're...
I don't want to drink anymore.
Yeah.
You don't?
No. I'll take yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
Yeah, okay. So that's great. So inside of Louisville, so how many people they got down there now? Because when we were talking to Melissa, she said you guys were growing.
Gosh, yeah, I think since you talked to her, they've gotten Joe Sanka, who used to work for Leo. He's on there now, and yeah.
There's so
new
you
faces
guys,
every day.
You two came over from Leo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how was that? I mean, how was the leaving Leo?
I took a month off just to clear my head, and I was such into that routine, I guess, the weekly routine, that I kind of needed to separate myself and stay out too late. Sleep in and
wake up late, stay out too late, not do anything.
Right,
absolutely.
Right. So about a month later.
What kind of hours do they keep there at Insider?
It's kind of come and go, but usually people are there between 8 and 6.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, here and there, you know.
What?
Brian, that's about 6 is about when you usually get up.
Well, really, that's a very rigid, I'm glad I didn't pursue
it's not
that
rigid, it's just
life.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, but in my case, it was mutual.
Yeah.
They didn't pursue you?
No, I got the interview.
Well, the fan club newsletter keeps us busy, so I think we have some understanding of what it's like.
I mean,
to churn out, it's every 6 months in our case.
In our case, it's a semi-annual, and we do it by hand.
What font do you use?
All right.
Chris writes it.
No, I actually literally write it.
Yeah, and then we have a mimeograph machine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I hand deliver it.
Yeah.
Wow.
To all 137 members of our fan club.
Yeah. Those are the official ones. Those aren't our Twitter followers.
Well, our Twitter followers. Well, actually, what I do, okay, boy, talk about inside.
This is, yeah.
This is way inside. I actually, we don't have a we can't tweet over the air, so I actually hand deliver our tweets to our Twitter followers.
Nice. And that's something you can't get anywhere else, really. Yeah.
We got him
Thank
a Vespa.
You. Thank you. Yeah, no, it's the personal, because tweeting is so impersonal.
Yeah, you want a face. You want to associate a face, a friendly smile.
And I pop in, mm-hmm. I go, hey, Ron, here's our mm-hmm. tweet. Yeah. And he usually says,
morning, Mrs. Rogers.
How many do you think you've twatted?
Well, that's two questions. 6 and 137. So we'll let our listeners do the math on that one. Yeah. We're not regular twatters.
Okay.
No.
Because I think you can twat too much.
You can totally over twat.
Brian was twatting last night.
I was.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, you know where he was. Exhausted. He was down at the Bardstown again.
Oh.
Brian, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He closes that place.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah, we closed it down last night.
Did you?
I'm going to go open it up a little later on. Yeah.
Well, you got a show tonight, which is going to be over by the time this runs. But
all of them.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Yeah. Yep. 4 shows last night, 4 tonight.
Novelty is a fleeting thing.
How'd your shows go last night, Brian?
I guess they went all right. They went all right. We had some good houses.
Yeah. Brian's doing The Bald Soprano.
Oh, right.
By Ionescu, right?
Yeah.
It's a remount.
Adapted by Mr. Tad Chitwood.
The legendary Chad Titwood.
Yeah. The midnight show is always a bit more celebratory than the...
Okay, so everybody's drinking by that point?
Everybody's.
Even people in the cast?
No, there's a lockdown on on that.
A little rigid speech.
Is there talking back?
Is what talking back?
Is there talking back from at the midnight show?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, that's a little more interactive.
Well, I will say that, from a non-improv show at the Bardstown, my experience, and they do a tremendous job, Doug and Scott and all those guys do a tremendous job, but... their shows actually tend to be interactive.
Oh, yeah.
Just in terms of the audience. Mm-hmm. Sarah, have you ever been to a show at the Bardstown?
I've been there a lot, but I've kind of just peeked my head in there.
Mm-hmm.
But not to a full sit-down show.
Oh, come on up.
All right. It's something I need to – it's on my bucket list.
Come on up.
Absolutely. Well,
so that what's on your bucket list?
Oh,
what's top? Gosh. Your top 5 on your bucket list?
Yeah, excellent.
Right now, because I know how that changes.
Yeah, wow. Well, I wanted to drink a bourbon in every state.
A bourbon in all 50 states?
Yeah. How far are you?
How's that going?
I've got about 12.
You've done 12?
Yeah. No.
Oh, you have 12 to go.
I've done 12. No, I have
You've done 12.
You have 40. 40 38 to go. 38 to go.
In Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I'll come.
But what about the Virgin? If you're going to go Puerto Rico, you have to go to the Virgin Islands.
We fight about this all the time.
Look, St. John's, St. Croix, or St. Thomas. One of them, and you covered it. What?
Illegitimate.
But they're a U.S. territory also.
Right. And that reminds me, you need to take down the fucking map, okay?
Okay. What?
I mean, it's such a good thing. There's a phrase my father used to say. You can't beat a dead horse. Is that what he said?
He may have. I've never.
I never listened to him.
Well, that was when he was watching your show the other night.
Wow. No, which he enjoyed. I mean, he wasn't happy about the direction, but he loved my performance. But
where did you get that horse?
Well, it was a gift.
Was it dead when you got it?
How do I phrase this? No. He was not.
So, Sarah, what else is on your bucket
list? Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah. I don't actually have a bucket list, so I think this is fantastic.
I need to get one.
I know. I definitely need to get one. I actually do have one. Sorry, go ahead.
I've actually accomplished a couple. One, I swam with dolphins.
Where'd
did you
really?
That?
I went down to the Bahamas a few years ago.
The Bahamas?
Yeah. But I realize it's not PC anymore, really.
The Bahamas?
You're not allowed to swim with dolphins?
No. Swimming with the dolphins is definitely not PC.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They're in captivity.
Yeah.
And sad.
Oh.
They seemed happy.
Where were you in the Bahamas?
I don't know. It was a media trip that they just sent us down.
Oh, probably one of the grand. The big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where all the resorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got that. What else you got?
Gosh. I'd like to, you know, travel more, like, to Italy. Paris.
Yeah. We did a show in Italy last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We did, yeah. It was the, what was it, the Milan Improv Festival?
Yes, we played the Milan Improv Festival. It was 3 days, and I think that Chris really knocked it out of the ballpark.
Thank you. It was a tough time slot.
Yeah.
I was overloaded on carbs.
Pasta this, pasta that. Mm-hmm. I love pasta as much as anybody, but, you know, and I had a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We had a real big dinner.
Well, they promised us, they said, you know, you'll go on at 9 p.m.
Yeah, which is good.
Which
for
we
us.
Thought, yeah, 9 p.m. show, but it was 9 p.m. our 9 p.m.
Oh.
Which was 6 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't figure out the time difference.
Yeah. 7 hours. So.
There was a little miscommunication.
It was a learning curve. Learning moment.
It was. And then, you know, eating that much pasta right before you go on at 6 a.m. is just. Yeah.
What now we know.
Now we know.
Well, you live and you learn. Yeah.
So where else do you want to go? Or what else do you want to do?
I'd like to, let me try to think. Not Canada. I think I've been there.
It's just like little. It's just like America, but not as cool.
Yeah.
You know.
But cleaner.
Yeah, and everybody's really polite. And they have Tim Hortons. But though we have Tim Hortons now, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's buying Tim Hortons.
There's a Tim, Burger King.
Tim Hortons buying Burger King.
Yeah, Tim Hortons is buying Burger King.
We have
those
in Maine. We have the Tim Hortons in Maine.
I mean, they're encroaching.
Down this far?
No, there's one in Cincinnati now.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, who goes to Cincinnati?
Yeah, come on.
A dying city.
None of us.
I went there once by accident.
Yeah, well, and that was the last time you went, remember?
Yeah,
business in Fort Mitchell?
Yeah. I mean, look. It looked exactly like the place that was described to me.
Yeah.
The door was open.
I know.
I was tired. And you know how it is on the road? You know, you get a little backed up?
Mm-hmm.
So travel does that.
It does it to me. Yeah, and, you know, there's no shocks in the van.
Why don't you eat those yogurts I keep buying for you?
Well, yeah, Activa.
Yeah.
Activa?
Yeah, you got to eat that stuff. It's going to keep you regular. You know, the dog is on, right now, we had to put the dog on antibiotics again.
Really?
And the vet said, if it upsets his stomach, give him some Activa.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why we have we buy it in the 4 gallon size.
Well,
Costco.
It's, at Costco.
4 gallon.
Yeah.
Does yogurt stay that long?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, yogurt's spoiled anyway to begin with, right? It's milk that's curdled.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm lactose intolerant, and I can't believe we're having this discussion. I mean, I can't eat yogurt.
There is lactose-free yogurt out there.
Yeah, but that's just...
Lactaid? Is that a thing?
No, that's milk.
Oh. Well, they must make yogurt.
Well,
or lactation. That's something else completely different.
Yeah. Well, now you have my attention.
Did I tell you the story about that?
I've
you
seen
know,
your
did Brian,
history.
Chris, and I were at the old Godfather too,
mm-hmm.
and we were there having lunch.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was more of a brunch ish.
Yeah.
That woman that was dancing on the bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she leaned over and she was lactating.
Oh my gosh!
Right in my face.
A splash of cream.
Yeah, a splash.
Well, the good news was I was drinking coffee at the time. But
yeah, but the bad news was he spit it all out on a spit take. And
what did you spit take?
I got the milk in the front and the coffee in the side.
I mean, I thought she was a good sport about it.
We all laughed.
I mean, we all had a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you don't go to Godfather's 2 for a bad time, do you?
No.
No. So, yeah, I mean, so you don't want to, like, hunt a buffalo or do anything else?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, me neither. you got anything on your bucket list there, Daddy-O?
That I haven't done yet? Yeah, I'm going to ride across the country.
Oh,
That's mine.
On a motorcycle?
Yep.
Okay, it's real 60s, but yeah, good for
you,
man.
I totally do. I don't want it to end up like, you know, in that 60s movie, Easy Rider. Yeah, but up until that point.
You want everything else.
Where do you want to start?
Here. I'm going to start here, and I want to go to Los Angeles, uh-huh. and then I want to go from Los Angeles to Seattle, and then Seattle back to here.
We've seen the map.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody that loves maps more than
I love maps.
You got to take it down, okay? I mean, we can't see it out the window.
Yeah, they're up over all of the windows.
I know.
That way they can be illuminated from behind.
Oh, Yeah, and what about you, Brian? What's on your bucket list?
I'd like to be illuminated from behind.
Oh.
I thought you were last night.
Where I'm aware of it.
Hey, man, by the way, where the hell is my flashlight? Sorry, is this thing on? Okay.
Yeah. It's always on, remember?
Huh?
It's always on.
It is. Well, you're right, which is why we record every conversation we have.
Yeah, I guess you probably wondered why we're carrying around all this recording equipment.
It was polite of you to not
bring it up.
Yeah.
Well, we had a little litigation, which is pretty, knock on wood, almost behind us. I'm going to have another drink, anybody? I mean, because we still got, what?
Another round? We got another 2 hours before we go on.
I know. Yeah. And why the hell why the rabbi told us we need to get here this early is beyond.
Stanley's me. Like that.
I mean, Jesus, we know where that movie is.
Hey.
All right, whatever.
What's your language here?
Hey, you know, yeah, really, because my father-in-law is the president of the men's club here, okay?
Oh, it's a temple?
Yeah.
This is Temple Beth
Shalom.
Beth Shalom.
Beth Shalom.
Okay.
I had to cut him off last night.
Did you?
Oh.
He's a fucking
that
drunk.
Sounds like him. Yeah, was he just getting out of hand?
He's
yeah.
getting He's stodgy. He's old. He's a fucking drunk. But, you know, was he's my like, father-in-law.
Was he yelling racial stuff again?
Not too bad, just talking about the Bears and...
Oh.
The Bears?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's a Giants fan. He's from, you know, he grew up on 181st Street.
Now. Oh, yeah. That's not... Well, I guess it's why we haven't seen him today yet, huh?
No, he's probably
Is he banned?
I think...
No.
You guys didn't ban him?
We just had to send him in a taxi and...
Okay,
He goes away.
Right? Yeah, well, I mean... Yeah.
Well, do you remember when he tried to hit Brian?
Well, he actually tried to punch him.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the steel, what do you call them, brass knuckles.
And what's an 80-year-old man doing with brass knuckles?
He wears them all the time.
He's got a cane and brass knuckles.
He has a switchblade in his hosiery. What do you call that? Garter?
His support socks? Yeah.
And his Sansibelt pants.
Tough son of a bitch.
Well, that's the thing. You grew up in New York. I mean, I was like, dude.
And I say that with awe and respect.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, but you banned him? You kicked
him
out?
No, just for the night. Just cut off.
Yeah, that sounds... Yeah, that's fine.
Are you bartending anywhere besides here?
No, just picking up little gigs here and there. Yeah. But nowhere permanently.
What's your favorite drink?
I just like bourbon on the rocks.
What's your favorite bourbon?
That's my drink. That's my
bourbon.
Just whatever's in my hand.
Seriously?
PC it.
So you've got nothing?
No, I like... There's certain ones. I mean, I started on Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Of course, I like Woodford, Four Roses.
So you haven't really fallen into this whole trap of, you know, what these micro distilleries and...
No, I mean, some of them are good, but...
Some of it's marketing, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of Buffalo Trace?
I like that, too. Yeah. It's pretty smooth.
When you travel, when you get hit...
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I got to hit the head. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, fine. I'll just finish my sentence. When you get to the state of Maine, you're going to have a hard time finding a decent bourbon.
Yeah.
Any place I go when I'm home for Christmas vacation, you get Jim Beam or maybe Maker's.
Right.
But it's
I mean, I don't drink anymore, as you know, because after the business. But I was a real fan of Old Fitz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I don't even know. Can you still get that? Does anybody? Old Fitzgerald.
I've had it, so I think they still produce it.
And I think it was, because they used to make it out at Stitzweller, which is out on Dixie Highway. And that's where the distillery was. But they were making it there, and they were making it down on 18th Street. Because Heaven Hill bought the distillery that's down there. You've seen that when you're driving down Breck.
Yeah.
And you're going towards the West End, and there's that big bourbon bottle.
Yeah.
So Heaven Hill bought that. It's a distillery. But I loved Old Fitz because it wasn't sweet. To me, Maker's Mark was way too sweet.
People complain about the sweetness.
But. What's downtown there? What's the
I think Brown Foreman is by that building, isn't it?
Brown and Williamson used to be right by it, where they made the cigarettes. That was that big, because it's at 17th and Breck. I don't even know it's still open. This was years ago.
There's a tour downtown you can take.
Oh, Evan Williams.
Yeah, Evan Williams. Yeah. And the actor.
And that was
Rotgut.
Is that
video.
Better now?
It is.
That was terrible.
Some of our friends are featured in the. There's a video. Mr. Cooper's in it. Like the making of, the founding of, the discovery
Oh, he's in that?
He's in it. Yeah.
I saw that just the other day.
Have you ever gone to the Maker's Mark and took the tour there?
Yeah, yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm the salesman.
That's you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking like this.
Oh, man. How long ago did you?
It was about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, I went out there with a red-headed friend of mine once about
Bill McNulty and I did that. He was like the lead in those, and you know, about the old Heaven Hill or Maker's Mark guys, and I was like trying to sell him shit.
See, but this is the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I noticed you're jotting this down.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart of you.
Yeah, you should. Exactly. We're giving you stuff. And the best thing about it was that, well, not the best, but I was in a studio in Louisville. McNulty was doing a play in Cincinnati, so he was in Cincinnati in a studio there. And Donna Lawrence, who produced it, was in Japan in a studio.
Wow.
You always remind me of Elaine Stritch when you tell stories like this.
Hey, guys, I'm back. Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Okay.
Well, look what I found. Matzo ball soup.
Ah!
Yeah!
You just found some?
Well, I went in the kitchen.
Oh!
I was in the kitchen.
What did you bring the whole pot out here for, though?
Well.
Ow!
It's hot.
Well, no, I mean, I have to put it down.
Set it down.
Put it down.
Put it down.
All right, just move.
I moved.
It's on the ground.
Thank you.
Oh.
God, you spilled some out. Sarah, you're
right. Jeez, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you. Yeah, it's just, look.
Weren't these nuts enough for you?
Never for him.
No. The man never gets enough nuts.
No, absolutely.
It was not a double entendre. Okay, maybe it was.
Oh,
you can't help yourself, can you?
No.
You can't, and you need to try. Okay, I have some soup. Because look, man, we got to kill some time. I mean, the rabbi was getting a little pissed.
Why?
Stanley, why?
Because he actually turns out, he said that the opening act canceled.
The Klezmer Boys?
The Klezmer Band. Well, they broke up.
They're brothers.
Well, I mean, they're the Everly Brothers of klezmer music.
I've got all their tapes. And their tapes, so they're all on cassette. They've never made the leap.
No. Well, no, they were in the car.
Hiram and Ephraim.
Exactly. Yeah, the Zimbalist Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Klezmer band. Broke up on the way to Temple Beth Shalom.
Man, I bet you their
Sarah,
mother
I don't know if you need to be writing this down.
Sarah.
I'm on it.
Well, you know what? Fuck them. I don't give a shit. Yeah, put it out there, you know? I mean,
the world needs to know.
Well, they do. I mean, because the dark, seamy underbelly of klezmer music.
The charade.
I was talking to Hiram just the other day, and he kept talking about wanting to go into studio. But he didn't say we were going to go into the studio. He kept using
he's going solo.
Hiram's going solo.
He is.
Jesus Christ.
But neither one of them showing up for this gig.
You know what he's going to do?
I don't give a shit. We got to do 5 hours.
A 5 hour set?
A 5 hour set?
Yeah, that's the point. The rabbi's like, you know, fuck it. And I said, well, that's cool. You know, we'll get paid for their... No.
Somebody called the girl.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but she's like, who knows where she is?
She's in the studio recording.
Is she? She making another record?
Yeah, probably with Hiram.
Another one drops next week.
Oh.
No, one just dropped. Another one drops.
What's her name?
Oh.
Who's cooking?
Oh.
Call Damaris.
Damaris?
Damaris. Call Damaris. I've already forgot.
It's been a while.
I haven't talked to her since the Twitter party.
Well, who can forget?
You think we need someone else?
I don't have Sarah right here.
Sarah, yes. You ever improvised?
No, but I could do it.
That's the spirit.
There you go.
You're in. Okay. So that's great. Well, that's good. And well, that's actually why I have the soup. And Lou's actually getting paid more for the...
He's paying us in soup, Stanley, that cheap son of a bitch.
Just for the last 2 hours.
A pot of half-spilled.
Right.
You took the deal? What did I tell you after last time?
Hey,
you don't negotiate contracts.
Well, no.
It's not your job.
He had me cornered in the kitchen.
Stanley can do that.
It was like an LBJ moment, man. He was standing right fucking over me.
He's 6'6".
He is 6'6", and he had a knife to my throat.
Stanley's a little dramatic.
He was. And he said, look, you're either going to eat the soup or you're going to be the soup.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, like you would have done any differently. Anyway, all right. But
that's under the bridge.
Stanley married me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not.
Are you guys happy?
Legal. No, yeah. You know what I mean.
I know, but I just thought I'd do one of your jokes. Yeah.
I'm going to go talk to him right now.
Yeah, go talk
I'll
to
be
him.
Back okay. in a minute.
Yeah, right, well, so here, take the rest of the soup.
I'll take the soup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Renegotiate. Maybe we can get some gefilte fish out of this.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's the key to improv? Tell me real quick.
This is a good question because we need to talk about this. The key to improv is yes and. So the rule of agreement. Mm-hmm. So whatever we say.
I disagree with you.
I'm not going to do this in front of Sarah, okay? Yes and, except if Brian's in the room. Brian wrote a book on improv called Yes But. Mm.
Sometimes.
Maybe. Whatever comes up, just kind of go with it. We know, your history, your writing, and you got a great sense of humor. And
sounds a lot like my 20s.
Yeah, it works in life, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Huh. So just channel your 20s.
Okay.
Just jump in every improv scene and just kind of give it your all. Don't look back because it's going to be over.
Okay.
And nobody's going to remember it.
Yeah. No.
You're going to be in a lot of improv scenes that you don't remember with people you don't really care about.
Are you crying?
Yeah, what? I am. I'm a little upset.
Oh, come on, man. Don't do this to yourself.
It's just, whenever I get cornered by a rabbi, I always get upset. Yeah. It just brings up my childhood.
Another Europe's, Dirty Shirley?
Yeah. That's exactly. Thank you. I need another dirty shirt.
Put this one on mine.
Okay.
Are you upset about Joan?
I am upset about Joan.
Yeah, me too.
Well, okay. I mean,
we can talk about it.
Can we?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure because it was kind of the elephant in the room.
Who are you wearing?
I'm wearing. This is my Robert Hall tuxedo.
Mine's by Johnny Carson.
I know. Well, wasn't that great? That was like the best move we ever made.
Yeah.
Because we were out in L.A. doing a gig, and then, turns out there was still a warehouse full of...
Johnny Carson suits.
Yeah, from the 70s. Yeah. It's fantastic. So, that's great. But...
Chris goes back further with Joan than...
Well, a lot of people don't know. I don't know if people remember this, but Joan started at Second City.
Oh.
She was an improviser before she was a stand-up. What happens. Things happen. But she wasn't, and I'm not speaking ill of the dead, she wasn't a great improviser. I mean, she was a great improviser, but she kind of...
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, hey, Daddy.
Listen, I heard you walking up. You're talking about Joan. Now that Joan's dead, now that she's passed on, can you let the real story out? Why Edgar killed himself?
All right, here's the deal. You can.
He wasn't allowed.
I'm writing this down.
Just write. You know what?
He couldn't say anything while Joan was still alive. That was the deal. Mm. But Joan's daughter, Melissa?
Yes.
Long story short, Joan and I knew each other, and then we were in Cleveland at the Cleveland Improv Festival, and she was accepting the Legend Award in the Cleveland Improv Festival, and like it was water under the bridge, and this was probably the 70s and 80s maybe, 60s. We were all drinking.
It was early 60s.
It was early 60s. Yeah. And she was married to Edgar.
Mourning.
She
got married to Edgar in 65.
She was married to Edgar at the time. And this was... All right, this is public record. They were having trouble. And Joan was in the bar kind of crying in her drink, and I was crying in my drink about something else. Because the whole thing with Joey Heatherton blew up.
Again?
I'm done.
I mean, you guys were twice.
Really. But anyway, so long story short is that Melissa is my daughter.
Ooh.
Yeah. We don't talk about it because, she obviously loved Edgar because I wasn't ready to have kids. I certainly wasn't ready
to be tied down.
I wasn't ready to be tied down. I mean, improv's my life, I'm not going to – you got to make a choice. children or improv, and you know, I think I made the right choice. But legally, I was required to send child support, which, you know, fucking Edgar took. I mean, he made me make some checks out to him, which is kind of weird. Anyway.
You should always have people negotiate for you.
So you've got the scoop. You've got the exclusive.
So and Melissa Rivers is actually my child.
Are you proud of what she's accomplished?
Let me be honest with you. She could have done better. I think she got too hung up on Joan. Mm-hmm. She didn't separate herself from Joan.
Right.
You know, and Joan, I mean, you know, she was a lovely woman. And actually, I don't know if I talked about this. I'll just say this, too. I mean, the reason why Edgar killed himself. And this is horrible. And I'm not proud. This is actually one of the things I'm least proud of in my life is that actually Edgar walked in on Joan and I.
Hey-o.
Yeah, it was ill-advised, and I was, you know, taking a lot of cold medicine.
It was backstage at the Johnny Carson show.
Well, it was. She had just gotten the gig.
Yeah,
and I was
she was the permanent guest host.
And I was in town, and it would have been rude not to stop by.
Right.
And I was in the dressing room, and
isn't that out there when you were filming Change of Habit with Elvis and Mary Tyler Moore?
Yeah.
You were out there for pilot season, weren't you?
every year. Yeah.
For 8 years straight.
yeah,
me.
None of them got picked up.
Hmm. No. But it was, you know, I met a lot of great people, you know, I mean, and, you know, Lola Falana and I, and we did a pilot.
That one with you and Nipsey Russell. I thought that the world wasn't ready for it.
It was hilarious.
The world wasn't ready for it.
Why the hell couldn't he have been my father?
You should come over to the manor. We've got them all on beta.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to check that out.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like a father. There's no reason in hell. You know, yeah. America wasn't ready for
it. They weren't ready for your makeup.
Well, you know, here's the deal, man. You got to break some fucking, you know, barriers. And we were ahead of our time.
Uh-huh.
So those were some crazy times. And
can we pass some of that soup down here?
Yeah.
Anyway.
What did Rabbi say?
Yeah, I got this from Stanley. So he's going to throw in 2 gefilte fish,
mm-hmm.
6 bottles of Manischewitz, and...
How many stereotypes will he be throwing in?
And wait a minute.
Okay,
there's more. There's more.
Wait, how many yarmulkes are we going to get out of this deal?
No, I've got yours right here.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and here's yours, Brian. And you know.
Right, oh, good.
Yeah.
And then
we already have yours on anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Brian's. Look at the top of his yarmulke. It says Boston. It's got the B for Boston. Yours has the Giants, San Francisco Giants, right?
Yeah.
Mine has a Mets on it. And also, we got a round of golf at Standard Country Club.
See, that's how you negotiate a deal.
Okay.
Point taken.
Okay.
Point
deal.
Taken.
Let me do my job, and you do your job.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know what? I'm feeling better about it. And thanks for listening about Joan. You know,
I knew it needed to come out.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't sure I could talk about it.
We're all friends here.
Yeah.
We are. And
Sarah was recording everything.
Yeah, I've got it all on.
Well, I think between us recording it and her writing everything down, mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're in great shape.
Do you know a crazy idea?
Huh?
Melissa's never gotten back to us about being our... The biography.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Not Rivers. We're not talking about Rivers anymore.
No. That reminds me. I got to call her.
Melissa?
Yeah, she probably wants to hear from you.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a good time to call her.
Yeah.
Rivers, yeah, okay. Just remind
But first.
Yeah, but
anyway.
First, man,
but
more importantly.
More importantly, we're looking for the official biographer.
Of the Louisville Improvisers.
Oh, I heard, right.
You did hear about that.
I did.
So we haven't sealed any deals.
I mean, you put up the bat signal every night.
Yeah.
Well, we do, yeah. and we you know, people, they respond, but they don't get back to us.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you know, especially with the Leo thing, and you know, I mean, we're more than willing to make it worth your time, because
mm-hmm.
we need to be writing again.
But what I'm afraid of is that it's going to turn out, you know, let's just throw our cards on the table. Okay?
Well, no, I think I've been honest.
You know, you got a little bitter thing walking around right now, you know, and I wanted you to let go of that. It's like, so why don't you tell us what happened over there and how you feel about it? And if you can get that out of the way, man, we'd really like to maybe
you'd
give you the job.
You'd consider it?
Yeah.
Well, because we've been honest with you, and
right?
And, you know, we get stuff off of our chest all the time,
constantly.
And we're great listeners because that's what improv's all about. It's listening.
And that's the other thing. True. Listening.
Yeah.
So
pretending.
Get it off your chest.
There's not really a story. It was the day of my 15th anniversary.
Right.
That's so nice.
I was actually taking the day off, but I got called in.
You got called in on your day off.
Yeah.
Did they tell you why?
I was at the mall getting my pub crawl shirts ready.
Uh-huh.
Because
you were doing a pub crawl?
Yeah, I'm doing it next Saturday in the Highlands.
In the Highlands? Mm-hmm. You're going to do the Bambi walk?
Well, it's kind of a reverse. It starts at Outlook Inn and goes to Bear Nose.
It goes to Bear Nose.
Yeah,
okay.
Just a short snippet. But there's 15 bars along the
way. Yeah.
So you were getting your pub crawl shirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I got called in because we knew that the deal was going to go through any minute. So I went in and just kind of sat there, and they weren't ready to announce anything yet. I just thought they were just going to announce that Aaron had finally bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got on Facebook and wrote something about it being my 15th anniversary. And then about half hour later, I got called in the office, and they just said I'd been let go. And well, the former company kind of let go of everybody, but then Aaron's new company like decided who they wanted to hire back.
Right, yeah,
so,
that's the way it works.
That's
the way it always works.
Right.
So when they called you in one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time.
And then they said, not so much.
Yeah.
Really? Were they polite about it? Were they nice?
Yeah, they were nice. And I got severance, so they didn't kick me out on the street or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got to tell you, because it caused an outrage
right.
in the city.
Well,
people were just up in arms.
Yeah, I'd never gotten that much traffic on my Facebook.
Yeah, you know, and Brian actually organized a little protest that they did on Witherspoon Street, which they were not close.
Didn't get
to
a lot of coverage, but
no. But
because I mean, the only call I made was to Leo, so that was kind of weird.
And Chad Titwood. Oh, yeah.
Chad Titwood. Well, he his blog. I mean,
he carried around a copy of saying the world as we know it is dead because you're no longer at the Leo.
Well, I appreciate it.
Now, did they let you keep your barbell name?
Yes, they actually did.
They gave it to me.
Oh. Yeah.
Excellent.
Right. See, that's great. That's the kind of stuff that didn't get out.
Yeah.
So they were really pretty cool about
so
it.
So I started my own blog. It's called the Barbell Blog.
We read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good. Every day.
Okay.
Yeah. Brian, actually, he reads it to me.
I read it out loud.
Oh.
I'm in the bathroom usually in the morning, but he reads it through the door to me.
Okay.
I don't know why this matters to me, but who was in the room?
Oh, just the publisher, Dave, and then Pam Brooks, who... was overseeing In Focus at the time. Just those two.
Oh, just the two of them?
Yeah.
So Aaron wasn't even in the room?
No.
He wasn't even in the building, right?
He wasn't even in the building. He said he was tying up loose ends, which is fine.
Well.
I don't.
Yeah, I think we have a word for that where I come from. But only because, I mean, it's horrible. It's a horrible story, but I guess I've been in that position.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like...
Yeah, we've all been fired.
Yeah, it sucks.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how nice they are.
It's the same fucking deal, you know what I mean? And especially, because I've been, and that was the other thing, too. I didn't realize you weren't in, but, I've been called in. Yeah, no, I can't make it. No, you need to make it.
Yeah.
You need to.
You're like,
no, I can't get there until 3.
Right there.
Fine, just make it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's pretty fucking weird. Why the hell are they so,
There is a good part of this.
Yes.
I haven't had to buy a drink at the back door for a month.
Hey. Yeah.
Every time I go there, there's notes and people posting, give two drinks to Sarah.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
Well, we're going to have to go on.
Okay. Well, okay.
Stanley's over there about to shit a brick.
Okay.
You clued her in?
So, yeah, we're good to go. Just listen.
Okay.
Just, yes and. And how's your Russian accent?
I'm working on it.
Okay. It's good. Okay, Rabbi, we're ready.